It's time for your weekly dose of Wayne's Comics.
Welcome to episode 302 of the Wayne's Comics Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This week, it's the return of a favorite here at the podcast, Caleb Toussaint, the creator of Alter Life, who has a Kickstarter going on right now for the fourth issue, which is something I'm sure you're going to want to support. We talk about how he's brought this series together and what kind of surprises we can expect in issues 4 and 5, as well as the future of Alter Life. We also get into his other series, including Zed, and some other things he's got going on in his Patreon, all of which I'm sure you're going to want to hear about. There is a lot to get to, so let's get on with the show. It's always great to talk with Caleb Toussaint, the creator of Alter Life and Zed and many other creative comics. How are you doing today, Caleb?
I'm doing really well.
Now, you're in the middle of a Kickstarter as we're recording this, and this will come out before it comes to the end. And you're doing pretty well, as far as I can tell. Now, granted, this is being recorded before when it posts, and that means there's going to be some difference between what we talk about tonight and what's going to happen in the what you're going to see on the Kickstarter page. But I think you're doing really well. What I've seen, you've reached a real milestone recently, and I think it's great. Talk a little bit about how the Kickstarter is going, I mean, in general.
Yeah, I mean, this is by far the best Kickstarter I've run so far. We're at the time of recording this, it's 9 days in, and we're sitting at like 61% and over 100 backers. So it's definitely moving quicker than they've ever gone for me before. So I think people are itching to know what happens with this story. So
now tell me when the thing is going to wrap up, because I think that's an important piece of information to know.
Yeah, it ends on November 14th, which is a Tuesday at noon. So by the time this comes out, you'll still have a good week or so to get on there and get yourself a copy. So
now, you were giving out, I understand, like for the first 100 backers, you were giving out special goodies and stuff like that. Are you going to continue to do that kind of thing as we move along?
Of course. I always like to, when I hit milestones, give you guys something cool for hitting those. So, you know, maybe if we get to 200 backers, something else fun will get added to the package. Or we're doing some really cool other things with my artist, Katrina Kunstman's doing Inktober, and she's taking some of the Inktober ideas and bringing them to Alter Life and throwing those up as rewards for backers too. So that's pretty exciting because we're getting really cool, surreal artwork from her from that. So
okay. Now, the Kickstarter for right now is for issue 3, is that right?
This one's for issue 4, actually.
So it is 4, okay. So, yeah, because issue 4 is a real important one. Full disclosure, you've let me see some stuff of what's coming, and so I've got to be real careful not to spoil anything. Because there's a major twist in issue 3 that just floored me when I read it. And now I've had a chance to read some of the text from issue 4, which is the one that's being kickstarted right now. And I have to say, I'm really surprised. I have read comics for a long time, and I have read a lot of comics in my day. And I usually can go, oh, okay, they're going to this and that and the other as we get along. But with yours, I had no idea what you were going to do. When you got to issue 3, you really floored me with it. I don't know. Can you talk about what happened in issue 3 right now, or do you want to hold that back a little bit as people work on supporting 4?
I'm happy to, give a glimmer of what's going on in it. I don't want to give the full reveal, but he's put in a place that is not what he thinks it is in the beginning. And, you know, he spends the first couple issues kind of trying to figure out what the heck is actually going on, and things are being manipulated around him. And issue three, of course, this is like, that's the climactic moment where everything changes for him, because it's revealed that he is kind of trapped in some sort of, I would say, some sort of program that is basically a program that is made to keep him living. So pretty much in issue three, we see a little glimpse of that, and then this issue four that's running now, you're going to see kind of the origin of where everything came from and how he ended up where he is. So,
and this is Jake, of course. Jake,
the main character, and yeah, the people that have been following him around, we kind of finally get to revealed what's going on with them, and you know, who it actually is and how they've been able to manipulate and keep him alive at this point.
Mm-hmm. Now, I met you back at Wizard World Chicago, I think it was a year and a half ago, right about now. I was there with my friend, of course, we were hawking Stabby Bunny, the book that I'm working on, and I was, every once in a while I get a chance to leave the booth and go around and start looking for stuff and people for my podcast. And I came to your book, and I remember the cover from issue one with Jake jumping off a platform in front of a subway train. And I remember thinking, what? Why would somebody do something like that? And of course, I picked up the book and I started reading. I came back the next day and I said, I got to schedule an interview with you, because I was really fascinated by the things that you were doing in that book. And ever since then, I've been really gripped by it. And I think Zed's a great book too. We'll catch up on that one a little bit later. But your writing is outside the norm, which I really like. I as I always like to say, it's a shock for me when I get surprised, because I have read so many books and read so many different stories that by now I kind of consider myself something of an expert when it comes to reading stories and kind of figuring where a writer is going to go. But with you, I don't know what you're going to do. And issue three proved that to me. And then when I got a chance to read what I could out of issue four, I'm really... I don't know how you're going to wrap this all up in five issues, but man, I think it's going to be a good test of your writing muscles to see how you do that.
Oh, thanks, man. Like, it's so exciting to have people like you reading this and giving me feedback that's so positive, because this is really like my first real attempt at doing comic books. I mean, I wrote for screenplays before this, but my idea, like this idea, there was no way I could ever see doing this as an independent film. So this was the way to do it, as far as I was concerned. And funny enough, the first time I set up at a convention, I run into you, and you kind of gave me some more confidence to keep going, as well as some other people giving me a little boost in confidence. And you know, the story is really kind of personal to me, and it came from being trapped in a dead-end job for like 8 years. And it's kind of like the character is kind of built around that idea of being trapped. And I think that big reveal that was such a shock to you may have come from me actually seeing a light at the end of the tunnel when I was actually laid off from that job. So it's strange how things work when you're writing things like this. Sometimes things end up in places that you never even knew you were going to end up when you started writing it too. So it's very exciting, and I can't wait to get the final two issues out to everybody so you can see where Jake is going, and maybe in a sense where I ended up too. So
now, I have to say too that the other characters in the book are really interesting. The girlfriend, the slash wife slash, you know, friend, depending on which reality that Jake finds himself in, and his friend Bobby, Robert, and all these different individuals you know, as he goes around and sees different lives that he could have had with them, it's interesting to watch how they change. That, you know, because everybody always thinks, well, if I was in a different universe, well, I'd be the same. But yeah, you're making the point that no, that the way that things develop, even if it's, you know, the old butterfly effect idea, if something just slightly changes, it can make a profound impact on your life as it goes. And that's one of the great things about this book, is that it tells you that maybe the choices you make have a bigger impact on what you do than you may realize.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I feel is very true. And anyone that lives any semblance of a normal life will run into those moments. And I, at this point, I kind of call them my alter life moments, where it's like, you do look back at it and you go, well, if I had done that differently, you know, things probably would have been a lot different right now. And I've had multiple moments that, you know, you know that your life would be so much different had you made just a slight change or a slightly different decision at that particular point.
Mm-hmm. That's really, it's a great story to read it, and it's a great thing to think about. You know, the greatest stories make you think about things, and not Star Trek Deep Space Nine is one of my favorites for that. I would watch the show, and the episode would go off, and I didn't realize it, but I was so busy thinking about what I had just seen that 15, 20 minutes would go by, and all of a sudden I go, whoops, some other program is on, and I'm not supposed to be watching that, but I was so busy thinking about it. And your book is that way too. It makes me think, and it makes me kind of wonder about how things go, and maybe we ought to pay more attention to, instead of just sort of rolling around and kind of falling from place to place, maybe we ought to be more careful when we make decisions.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sci-fi I grew up with, and I love those types of stories that linger with you for days, or you have to go back and read it again or watch it again because there's so much that you might have missed, or something that there's some glimpse of something that might be coming. Or I definitely build that stuff in there so that I know if you read issue 3 and go back to issue 1 and 2, you're going to look at it a completely different way. So I wanted to write it that way. And so really, it's funny because I wrote the first issue and then kickstarted it. And then I basically just took a hiatus from Kickstarter and did Zed. And then came back to Alter Life because I wanted to write the rest of the story. I wanted to take my time and make sure everything made sense and make sure it was every issue wanted you to go back and go read the next one and go back and read the last one and kind of pick everything apart. So I hope I was able to achieve that. So,
well, I'm fascinated by it. And of course, you had that cover that Walter did for you. That shows, of course, that was another thing that threw me right off. There is a cover of, it's Jake basically in a bed, like a hospital bed, and he's there and he's got the all the different medical equipments hooked to him. And then there was this guy who has no face kind of there with him. And all that stuff made me think, well, I guess it doesn't spoil anything to say, oh, well, I thought aliens and I thought, you know, multidimensional stuff because and all this stuff. And of course, I watched Doctor Who and see they have an alien in there who's kind of blank-faced too. And I was thinking, wow, all that stuff kind of makes sense if you think a lot about those things. And of course, you blew me out of the water with what you really did. But I really like the fact that it's got this really unusual aspect to it that just keeps me guessing all the time. Like I said, I don't know how you're going to wrap it all up in issue 5. I think it's going to be something really worth reading, and it's just going to be great to go. I hope that's not the end of the Alter Life universe. I hope you've got other things in mind that you can do there too.
Well, that's something I'm toying with, actually. I keep coming across other ideas, and really there's definitely a foundation I've built with this, and you probably can see it with it what you've read from issue 4, but I don't really want to give that away. So yeah, there's definitely a world that's built there that I will more than likely come back to, but I like to think that Jake's story will be told by the end of this, so that you're not like waiting to come back to him, but there's definitely more stories to be told overall.
Because I like the artist, too, the artist you chose to work with on this. I think the art is a little sketchy in some ways, and that's kind of... It fits the tone of the story real well. We're never exactly sure... It's not like a Kurt Swan type of drawing where everything is really, you know, completely clear where we're going on. That's the way the story is that it's not always completely clear what's happening. But I think she does this wonderful job of making it kind of ethereal in a way. We're not exactly sure what we're watching is what we think it is and stuff. And it keeps me guessing, just like your plotting does.
It's funny. I chose her basically based off of her surreal art, and the stuff that she sent me when I pitched the idea to her was very watercolored, and it felt dreamlike. And issue one is much more dreamlike than the others, and that's fully intentional. And after you get through issue three and four, you definitely go back to one and you'll see why that you'll understand why it was done the way it was done. So it's definitely with intention that these things are drawn the way they are. And Katrina is very good at doing the surreal and doing this, putting this feeling and emotion inside of the art that's not your typical comic book.
Which is great because, you know, I get to read typical comic books all the time. And I like something different. I like variety in my reading. I like something that I can't figure out. I like artwork that makes me guess and makes me pay attention as I go from page to page. Because, you know, so, I hate to say it, there are a lot of comic books that I can read in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, the dialogue, the balloons can be huge, and I'll just kind of skip over them, you know, because usually the visuals will tell me what I need to know. But with yours, I've got to pay attention. And I think that every page is just really something to treasure and to enjoy. And that's why when issue five comes, basically with issue four now, let's talk about how, because I'm pretty certain this is going to be successful. I mean, you're at this point, right when we're talking, you're 60% in, and we've still got a couple weeks before we get to the conclusion. I'm pretty certain this is going to pass. When might we see copies of issue four coming out?
I'm usually pretty quick with these turnarounds. I've got it down to a science to get them out within 3 months. So I put February for the date. It could be earlier. Usually, because once Katrina gets the ball rolling, like, we can knock this out pretty fast because she basically dedicates most of her time to getting Ultralife done at this point. So it's like at our passion project together. So it's definitely exciting to have an artist that dedicated to your work because she's a full-time freelancer. So like, this is what she does. So for me to suck up all of her time, I must say something about what we're doing here.
I'm trying to remember, how did you come across her work? How did you guys come together to work on this?
Crazy. I just posted to it was just like an artist job board. Mm-hmm. And I posted my just like a blurb of Ultralife idea, and I got some people to submit artwork. And once I saw her surreal drawings and her Warhead comic, I was just like, this has got to be the person to do it. It just made the most sense. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is, like, we almost have a shorthand right out the gate without even like talking to each other in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That she would send me pages, and it was like exactly what I had pictured in my head when I wrote it. So it's something's just clicking with this book, and I feel like it's meant to be. So it's very exciting.
It's very rare that that happens, to be honest with you, because you often, like the book that I'm involved with, Richard went through a whole bunch of people before he settled on the ones that he really wanted to work with. You know, now it's like magic. You know, once it starts to happen and things start to click, boy, you can't wait to see what's going to come next.
Yeah.
Stuff. Well, now let's talk about, because issue four, you say we might get by February. And, you know, of course, you think real life gets in the way sometimes. So we won't feel bad if something gets a little delayed or something along the way. Issue five now, because Kickstarter is one of those things that's helped make Ultralife possible, just like many other comics, which is, this is one of the reasons I love Kickstarter, is because it makes things that we might not get to see otherwise happen, like yours. Now, issue five, How are we going to do that? I'm sure you've got in mind some kind of a schedule, and of course, we won't hold you to it if something comes along.
Well, I normally have been for the past couple of these. Basically, once you get them in the mail the next week, the Kickstarter's up, and you can order the next one. Wow. It's exhausting, but I really wanted to keep people on board and excited about the next one and not waiting around for them to show up. So we've just been rigorous in the schedule. Mm-hmm. So really, I'm planning on trying to do that. It may or may not happen because basically I'm thinking of including an option for a full book as well. Mm-hmm. So that might throw a little bit of a wrench in the timing of it all, just because I haven't done that before. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be kind of a new thing, and I might be asking for a little bit more money to get that finished. Mm-hmm. But I feel like at this point we have the momentum to do it. And also, it all depends on how much we raise in this campaign, because I'm of the idea that instead of giving you guys a bunch of trinkets and stuff, which I like to do, I'll do that throughout the campaign. The stretch goal is going to be trying to get as much of the next issue finished as possible. So we'll see. I mean, it's early in the campaign right now, and if we, by the time this comes out, hopefully we're past the goal and we can raise a little bit more and take a chunk out of the next one. Or, I mean, it's possible at this rate that we're going that I could fund the production of the fifth issue with this campaign too. So we'll see.
It's exciting, because if you can do the two of them at the same time, it's going to speed up the process.
Oh yeah.
You don't have to spend a whole month doing the Kickstarter thing, and you devote that month to creating the book.
Yeah. It would be nice to come back and just offer the full book and not have to produce all of the artwork for the last issue. Because that's like, you know, I'm paying per page for the artwork to Katrina. So it's like, if I can get that wiped out for this campaign, we'll come back and it'll be reasonable, and the people can, either fans from the past that just want to have the nice full book can get it, or, you know, new people can come enjoy the full story that way. So we'll see. I mean, it's kind of up in the air at this point until this campaign is over, but I'll definitely turn it around as quickly as possible.
So you're talking about a trade paperback? Is that what you're saying when you talk about the full story? You're talking about collecting
it's either going to be a trade paperback, or if I'm really ambitious, it could be a hardcover limited edition Kickstarter thing. But that's still to be foreseen, because it's hard to find ways to do this cheap for indie creators. So, and I'm not the kind of person that can order thousands of books and have a place to actually keep them. I know that's a cheaper way to do it for indie creators, but it's like, I have to be reasonable and logical about figuring out how to do those full books. So maybe a trade paperback, just to make it easier. But I would like, personally, like, this story is best told all at once. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that it's been split up in the issue by issue is because it had to be in order to get created. So,
yeah, which was, you know, you have to do what you have to do to get it out. That's the important thing. So it'll be good. So, okay, so issue 5. We'll see how this goes, and we'll make plans accordingly as we get along to that, maybe hopefully a collected edition somewhere down the pike.
Yeah.
Now, let's get on to your other book called Zed. For people who haven't experienced Zed yet, how would you describe it to them?
I call it a buddy road trip zombie superhero story. It's kind of I try to do a different take on the post-apocalyptic stuff, just by making it more of like a tongue-in-cheek buddy comedy almost, but an action comedy. Mm-hmm. So you get the fun zombie action, and it's a little different, because it's not full-on zombies. This is like after everything has been cured. So you have this guy that was a test subject and is now left with the ability to be put back together, and he's basically a zombie that's cognitive, and he has a buddy that can help put him back together, who's a former biker slash mortician. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how can you not enjoy at least part of that?
Mm-hmm. So. Especially now, zombies are still the rage with Walking Dead and stuff like that. There's a to see a new take on it is really great, because you know there's the standard take, and you know, I don't fault Mr. Kirkman for this, because you know he's been doing very well for a long time for himself, but I like something that's different instead of the usual thing, and that's what your book is about. To have somebody that's cognizant, to have somebody who can like repair him as he goes along, because usually in Walking Dead, when somebody's you know taken down, that's the end of it. Mm-hmm. See, this one, it's not necessarily so with the main character, with Zed. So that's a it's good
almost like a Frankenstein type story if you mm-hmm. think of it that way, because mm-hmm. he's able to be pieced back together, and he's like kind of becoming this hero type character mm-hmm. in the midst of it all, because he's like starting to realize that he can use these abilities either for good or bad, and you kind of see this change in him. And I'm excited because I just finished writing the second issue, so I know it's been a while, but I finally got back to it with all this Alter Life stuff going on, and it's going places that, again, that I never really expected it to go, but the characters are becoming much more interesting, and even more so than they were when I pitched the idea. But
cool, very cool. Now, you have 5 issues in this one too. Is that how this is gonna work?
Honestly, at this point, I kind of have this one open ended in my head, so it could be something that is a larger arc than a limited series, but mainly because there's just so much that can be done with these two characters. I feel like it could almost become this something like the Supernatural, like the TV show, like where it's the two guys investigating different paranormal things. It could be similar to that type of thing, but you know, Zed and Bill could be looking for the remnants of what is left of the infection, and that's kind of the arc that it's going in. But we also want to know about the person that cured everything, and his relationship to Zed, and you're going to definitely see more of that in the second issue.
Good. So is that going to be Kickstarter as well?
Likely I'll get to that one, but I'm really want to focus on finishing Alter Life first. So that's kind of, I'll be writing as much of Zed as I can in the meantime, just so when we come back, we can try to knock a few of them out. It's a lot easier for me to get Zed done than Alter Life, because it's a black and white, and it's just much cheaper to produce. So,
mm-hmm. Who's the artist on that again? Is that Katrina as well?
That is Katrina. It's vastly different, but it is Katrina.
That's wild. I didn't realize that until I had looked at who did that, and then I realized, whoa, that's very different.
Yeah, she likes to say that it's the yin and yang with Alter Life and Zed, so she thinks it's really fun to be able to work on both of the projects.
Very cool. It gives her a chance to stretch different muscles to do different stories, which is good. Now, I know that you've got other ideas going around in there, and of course these guys are keeping you busy, Alter Life and Zed, but do you have other things in mind that we might see from you coming, you know, once these things start to percolate?
Nook is on my Patreon, which is Village Comics. We're doing that page by page over months, mm-hmm. so it's like kind of just a little web comic at this point. But I just like printed a 5-page little promo thing that I'm going to be giving out here and there to people. But that's really fun. It's like a Guillermo del Toro style ghost story set in World War II, mm-hmm. and it's about a cat that is like this supernatural ghost cat that has something to do with the history of the house. And so this family moves into the house, and they find this cat, and the cat starts revealing all of these weird things that have happened in this house. So it's kind of different. It's fun for me to write because it's from a perspective of a cat and a little girl. Mm-hmm. So it's completely completely off the wall compared to my other stuff. Other than that, I'm actually working on finishing writing a children's board book, which I'm probably going to try to put together pretty soon, actually. I don't know if you're familiar with the Mod Hero artist, Josh Siegel, mm-hmm. but he did the variant for issue 4 that's on Kickstarter right now. Mm. He is likely going to be the artist for my children's book, too. Mm. So kind of excited about that because I've been a fan of his for a while. Mm-hmm. And I pitched him the idea, and he was just like, hey, man, I like cats and I like superheroes. This is my two favorite things to draw. So mm-hmm. so we're in talks and trying to figure things out. But that's just like two of the many ideas I keep. There's so many that I have kind of percolating right now that I want to get to. So at some point, once Alter Life wraps up, we're going to start pushing a lot of these other ones forward.
Cool.
It's exciting.
Cool. Because I imagine all these things are very different from what I'm used to. And like I said, I like variety. I like seeing things that are new to me. So I'm really anxious to see all these good things go forward. So just great stuff. By the way, how's your Patreon doing?
It's decent. I get about $100 a month right now, which gets us, not just recently, it went up to about 100. So we're going to start producing like 2 comic book pages per month. And hopefully we can get that Nook. Once I get the Nook first 24 pages or so done, we'll actually print the comic and have the physical comic book too. So yeah, it's not like going as crazy as some people's Patreons go, but I can't really complain because I don't really do that much for it. I pay an artist that for work that I've already written, and then the page gets created and I get to put it up on the Patreon and get everybody excited about it. So it's a fun way of doing it. It's a little different, and it keeps another one of my ideas in production while I'm doing all this other stuff.
And how do you sign up for this again?
You just go on to patreon.com/villagecomics and you can donate even just like $1 a month and you get access to everything. So,
well, it's great that you're creating kind of good things like this and something that's very unique as far as reading goes, because I need more of that. So I'm really enjoying it. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the other thing that you have created. I don't want to say the word thing. But you have a new addition in your life since the last time I talked with you. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
It's been a crazy 2 years, yes. I just had my son. His name is Raymond. Mm-hmm. And he was born about 4 months ago. So it's been a crazy 4 months. And I was the genius that also wanted to wrap up and start another Kickstarter while I had a newborn in my house. So... think about that.
Goodness.
But it's amazing. It's like, it's exhausting. It's just like Kickstarter. It's exhausting, but it's so rewarding in the end. So he's amazing. I can't wait to be able to bring him into all this geekery that I'm involved in. So it's definitely an exciting time in my life.
Which is very cool, you know. Congratulations on that, you know. Not many comics creators get around to do those kind of things. So it's great that you're not only making comics, you're procreating at the same time and making a new life in the process. So I just have to say congratulations. You're doing wonderful stuff, Caleb. So please keep it up.
Thank you.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, from flesh and blood, I can be ignored, I can be destroyed, but as a symbol.
Get the latest from the comics universe. News, interviews, previews, and reviews. Listen to the weekly Wayne's Comics Podcast so you can keep reading your comics.
that's a wrap for this episode. Be back next week when we'll have much more on the comics universes. But until then, keep reading your comics.